Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I don't think I was prepared for what the women spoke about in the UK and the effect that their words would have on me as a young person living in Ireland. And being honest, I was completely shocked because I had never experienced anything of that magnitude in my life and in my upbringing. And while those experiences were completely different, every time I spoke to one of the women in the UK, I just felt this could be my aunt, this could be my sister, this could be my cousin, this could be my grandmother. So I really felt an onus and a responsibility that we had to create something that was authentic and true to what the women experienced and what they suffered. But there was still a part of me where I felt that we needed a commentary from a church representative. And I remember I got in contact with a priest by the name of Father Paul Murphy. And he suggested that I get in contact with the bishop, Willie Walsh, because he had spoken on the subject of the Magdalen Laundries previously. And I reached out to the bishop and I explained to him the importance of the story that I was trying to tell and why I wanted a representative from the church to take part in the documentary. And to my absolute astonishment, he agreed to participate in the documentary.
How did you prepare for the interview with the bishop and what were your intentions going into the interview?
I remember the week running up to preparing for the interview and I just decided consciously that I wanted to focus on the women that had passed away. But specifically, I wanted to talk about the women that were exhumed in Hyde Park in 1993 and the circumstances surrounding that particular exhumation. So the next tape that you're going to hear is him responding to that specific question.
Well, first of all, my response, Stephen, to that is that if the story which you saying happened, if that is a true story, then I would say right from the beginning that this is wrong, appallingly wrong, shouldn't have happened, if the story is true. I find it quite difficult, but obviously I don't know, I have no direct experience. I find it quite difficult to believe that, that something like that. That particular story, you know, and I'm talking about that particular story. I would find that as being difficult to. I mean, if it is true, then it is appallingly wrong.
And this is just a report of the people that they, the bodies that they exhumed.
And. What I mean, Stephen, what are you asking me in relation to that?
I'm just wondering how you feel or how you think that's presented in terms of what they found or what they didn't find or.
Well, it really, I think for me to comment on this. I don't know the facts, the details of the facts behind it.
I can give you the report if you want. Yeah. I can give you the details behind it.
But Do you want me to read the report now, or I mean, what is in the report, or what's?
Well, I suppose the most interesting aspect of the report would be, it appears on the surface that no kind of misconduct, or no kind of, there was no reason for an investigation, or there was no reason for any of the public to be concerned or anything like that. And when I look at this, I see a list of names that goes on and
yes.
on. And really, at the end of the day, the conclusion I come to is that these people are really nobodies, because we don't really know when the majority of them died. We don't know how the majority of them died. Some of them don't even have a breastplate or a cross which identifies where they were buried. Some of them are marked unidentified, unknown. Some of them don't even have the date. Some of them don't even have a second name. Some of them don't even have a first name. Some of them have a question mark in front of them. And some of them have the word possibly, maybe. And when I look at that, it absolutely turns my stomach to think that this is the way these women were treated, were remembered. That's the respect. Those pages, that's the respect the Catholic Church had for those women. It's as if they didn't matter.
Yeah, I think, Stephen, you know, it's impossible for me to make any sort of rational comment on that. I don't know the circumstances of it. I don't know whether this was a Magdalene laundry or what it was. Was it a Magdalene laundry? Yeah.
I totally agree with you. It's not just a church that needs to take responsibility.
Yeah.
The state equally.
Yeah.
And the state has equally let these women down. And I think the church and the state need to come forward together and apologise for these women.
Yeah.
There was rules, regulations, and they were not followed.
As I say, I don't...
But as I would say, take off your collar, take yourself out of the position that you're in. As an ordinary layperson, I can't comprehend that.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I can't.
This was
93.
This happened.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, Stephen. I mean, that's all I can
but
say.
Do you think you should begin to try and understand it?
Pardon?
Do you think you should begin to try and understand it?
Yes, I think that I should. I think I should, you know, but...
And what would you do for these women? And that's why I decided to do this project, because I said, you know what? In modern 21st century Ireland, I'm not going to have these women or these their grandchildren or their children coming back and going, you also left these women to the side. But then I'm just saying, we're protecting them. Protecting from what? Protecting from me? Protecting from themselves? Or protecting themselves as in the nuns? Is that who the nuns are protecting? Because they're afraid?
Yeah.
You know? They can't comprehend the fact that this happened and we have to bear responsibility for it.
Yeah.
And in order to bear responsibility, we have to admit it. And if we admit it, then that makes us the same as everybody else. But we're not the same as everybody else, are we? We're nuns. That's the feeling I get.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be honest with you, I don't want those people in my church.
Yeah.
Because this is my church.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it's the people who put the money into the baskets every week. Yeah. And it's the people who have the rattling of the rosary beads and the muttering of the mouths with the prayers. And you can see the faith in their eyes when they look up at the cross and they look at Jesus and they think, you know, there is an afterlife. And they believe in their hearts and hearts. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That they're going to go to a better place. Yes. Well, those nuns and those priests who have participated in suppressing or ruining and destroying people's lives do not deserve the right to be part of my church.
Yes.
And if they do, I don't want to be part of that church.
Yes.
Because I was always brought up to believe, you know, if you do something wrong, you apologize.
Yeah.
If you do something wrong, you acknowledge
yes.
it.
Yes, absolutely.
They don't.
Absolutely.
And it's a shame.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.